All right, let's talk about fantasy football for a minute, if we can. I'm a commish. Welcome to the Big Guns Football Podcast. And today we will break down the draft of the Big Guns Fantasy Football League that happened about a week and a half ago. I lose track of time, so forgive me for that. Today is the official start of the NFL season, so I thought I would take a moment to talk to you about what each team did. So let's get at it. Team Dom, first team we'll take a look at, and I'll tell you what, his quarterbacks, pretty solid. Josh Allen, obviously you can't go wrong with a guy like him. You look at Daniel Jones, Mr. Danny Dimes, and I'll tell you something, Danny Dimes has had a really tough couple years, but under Brian Daboll, Danny Dimes has found a way to become very fantasy relevant, and I think he's going to have a great year this year because now they have weapons. He can run too, which is super important. So again, from the quarterback perspective, I think Dom did very well with this. Danny Dimes was a guy that I know I was targeting in my football draft as well and didn't get a chance to get him. You look at the running back situation, Derrick Henry, Javonte Williams, Cam Akers. And you know what? Derrick Henry's not going to hurt you one bit. He's going to get that fantasy production for sure. He's going to run up that point total as well. Javonte Williams has breakaway speed, and with Sean Payton, you just don't know what you're going to get with this new look Denver Broncos, but I think his fantasy production will be very well. Cam Akers, again, a suitable running back, but you take a look at the Rams, and for me, they're going to have a really tough season. So abandoning the run is going to be something that I think is going to happen often for this team. Now, out of the gate, Cooper Kupp is hurt. He's out. So maybe they will rely on Cam Akers a little bit more at the start of the season. So we'll see. But not bad at all in the running back situation. Wide receivers. Jalen Waddle. Can't go wrong with Jalen Waddle, of course. T. Higgins, again, a solid producer. But right now, Joe Burrow banged up a little bit. So we don't know what we're going to see in the quarterback position, how gingerly Joe Burrow will be, so fantasy reduction may be stunted a little bit, in my opinion. Treylon Burks, again, coming back from an injury. You also look at the quarterback situation with Ryan Tannehill. So some iffy factors on the back half of those wide receivers. But again, if both of these players come out, their quarterbacks come out playing well, I think they'll be doing really good. So Michael Mayer, the tight end, Chris Okonwu, also another tight end from Tennessee. We don't know. We don't know what we're going to see with these guys. You'd like to think that Las Vegas is going to rely on a tight end as a safety blanket, so there might be some good fantasy production there. If I look at this team and see, you know, some players that I think have some potential to do some things, I look at Rashee Rice and Jonathan Mingo. These are guys that are wide receivers that could actually make their way into that lineup. Again, with Kansas City right now, especially with Travis Kelce being out tonight, we will see if Rashee Rice will be part of it. And also with Jonathan Mingo, we'll see how the new rookie quarterback fares and if he gets involved. So I say, you know, like you said, not giving a grade, but I think this team's going to be competitive. I think it's going to play very well this year. Good job, Dom. So let's move on to me. Commish. Patrick Mahomes. Justin Fields. I mean, I think I struck fantasy gold. Did I want to go quarterback? No, I didn't. But Justin Fields was there. He runs. And now they have wide receivers. Darnell Mooney, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet. And I think this team is ready to make some moves in this division. Am I saying they're going to win the division? I don't know. Detroit's going to tell us that tonight to see how they show up. But I don't think that it gets much better than those two from a fantasy perspective. You look at the running back situation, Kenneth Walker, Miles Sanders, and then basically going down the line, Jaylen Warren, P. Ryan is another guy that I also picked up late. My depth here hurts, and I think that Kenneth Walker has got great breakaway ability. I also think Miles Sanders is going to be the bell cow. He's going to be the guy, and I think he'll be used better than the Eagles used him. That's why I went after him. But outside of that, my depth is kind of scratchy. So again, it is what it is. Receivers wise, I'm taking a big bet this year. And the big bet is that the Washington Commanders, or AKA the Redskins, have a good team. I believe in Sam Howell, and I shouldn't be saying that on a podcast because the owners, if I ever wanted to trade for him, would be very difficult to do. But I think Sam Howell is going to make a lot of people respect him at the end of the day. So I took Terry McLaurin, and I also took Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson was a guy that I toyed around with him and George Pickens, and I ended up going with Jahan Dotson. I think he's got real big playability. And again, Terry McLaurin is Mr. Consistent, though he's got an injury right now. It seems like he's coming out of it. Hopefully it doesn't linger. And then I went with Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis is a guy that a lot of people have given up on. And I think he's got big playability. I think he needs to show a little bit more in that route tree. But I think he'll put some big numbers. And another guy who kind of came on my radar late, Elijah Moore. And I'm not a Cleveland fan, okay? I'm not a Deshaun Watson fan. But Elijah Moore was a guy that played for the Jets. And I really liked what Elijah Moore did with the Jets. And I don't think they used him correctly. They had bad quarterbacks. They had a real rough situation. So if Deshaun Watson can play like everybody else thinks he will, I think the team will be in really good shape. So for me, I need some things to happen in the back half of the season. I need to show patience and I need to be able to do that. And I think that, you know, I have guys like Jalen Warren and Rashawn Johnson that are there that to me, I think, like I said, Rashawn Johnson, I think it will take over that running position in the back half of that season. Jalen Warren, I think when the frustration with Najee Harris starts to set in, I think Jalen Warren will start to steal the limelight and eventually take over that position. And at least that's what I'm hoping for. You know, I also have Brandon Ayuk. And again, San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan, that offense is pretty explosive. I toyed around with some of the players that were on the board. But Brandon Ayuk was a guy that I took, and I hope he's going to pay some big dividends. So I think I'm going to hold my own, but if some big injuries happen, I could be in a lot of trouble very quickly. Moving on to Vetter, the father, the dad, Big Papa. He started off, you know, his quarterbacks are very scratchy. And I say scratchy because, again, we don't know what we're going to see. Anthony Richardson is touted to be a great quarterback, but I think the Colts are a mess right now. The whole Jonathan Taylor situation is just a dumpster fire. And Anthony Richardson really could have used Jonathan Taylor in that backfield to start the season, and he's not going to have him. So he's going to have to do a lot of heavy lifting. Now, with that being said, with no real running game, does Anthony Richard become the runner? Probably. So there might be some fantasy goodness there. The other quarterback he has is Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, who became relevant, but is he irrelevant again? Well, we'll find out. Comes back from an injury. And again, Kyle Shanahan seems like he has a very short leash and a very short attention span. So if things start to go south, you could see some things happen. But Brock Purdy, for all intents and purposes, is a good game manager. And I'm hoping for big things because I have Brandon Ayuk. So I'm hoping that's a good thing. Running back situation, Saquon Barkley. He's a bell cow. He's a guy who's going to get a lot of fantasy points. But outside of that, you had Jonathan Taylor, who, again, is going to be out for the first four games, and who knows if he's going to ever play this season or if he's going to play for the Colts or he's going to play for another team. So if he does coming out of week four, wow, I'll tell you, that's going to be beautiful for him. But you just don't know. So it's a very big question mark on this team. You look at some of the other players. He's got DeAndre Harris. And again, we don't know what the Bills are going to do. They've got James Cook. They have DeAndre Harris. They have Latavius Murray. You'd like to think that this guy is going to get some touchdowns because, again, around the goal line, he seems like a great north-to-south runner and a guy who can get things, you know, done. So time will tell. You look at the wide receiver situation that they have, and Justin Jefferson doesn't get any better than that. Deontay Johnson, he's going to be a steady performer. Jameson Williams for Detroit brings good stuff. Sky Moore and Courtland Sutton are guys that, again, Courtland Sutton is going to benefit from the fact that Jerry Jeudy and Tim Patrick are hurt, so he should get a lot of the fantasy numbers. And Sky Moore, you know, who's going to come out of that? Is it going to be Justin Ross? Is it going to be Sky Moore? We don't know. And I think that's Kansas City will give us a glimpse into that tonight, so we'll find out. again, running back situation. Also another guy too, Sam Howell. He's down in the depth chart. And again, I like Sam Howell. I think Sam Howell is a good guy. I think Sam Howell could work his way into that lineup for him as well. Tight end wise, again, you got George Kittle. He's kind of banged up right now, but he's got Irv Smith. And I think Irv Smith fits really nicely into Cincinnati's, you know, offense. I always liked Irv Smith when he played with the Minnesota Vikings. So some things have to happen for Vetter this year, obviously from the quarterback situation. From the running back, he has really no depth. So he's going to have to make some in-game management, in my opinion, throughout the season, maybe make a few choice trades and, you know, get involved. Moving on to Jeremy Diablo Del Sol. He's got Jalen Hurts. And then he's got Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson is the big if. We don't know what we're going to see from Russell Wilson. Will Sean Payton be able to move the needle? Will he be able to put him back into fantasy relevance? And I don't know. I don't think so myself, but that's just my opinion. Jalen Hurts, one full year body of work being talked about in, you know, many fantasy circles as, you know, a top three, top four quarterback. So we'll see what happens there. From a running back situation, Ramondre Stevenson is a solid running back. Zach Charbonnet, again, he's got to work his way in with Kenneth Walker for Seattle. Jameson Williams for New Orleans. Again, it's New Orleans, so we don't know. But I think Ramondre Stevenson is going to have to get involved in the catching game as well as the running game, because I think New England is going to have a very tough year and they're going to have to abandon that running game. So I think that from the running side, there's going to be times that if they don't get ahead in the game, Ramondre Stevenson might be out of luck. Wide receiver wise, you know, he took Cooper Kupp, and Cooper Kupp is injured. He's out week one already. We don't know what that injury looks like. Could be more than one game. So that's a hit. When Cooper Kupp's in there, him, DK Metcalf, and Jerry Jeudy are pretty solid. But Judy's also banged up. So, again, that's a problem. But he's got Mike Williams, and that's a good thing. He's got Jaxon Smith-Njigba, which I think is really good. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. Not Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He's got Juju Smith-Schuster. So we'll see what will happen. Laying down the odds on New England, I don't know if that's a good fantasy bet this year, but we'll see. Running back-wise, you know, again, there's not really a lot of depth there. So we'll see what happens with this team. Wide receiver wise, same thing. There's some things that have to hit for this team for it to work. The tight end situation, TJ Hockenson, he's a banger. He's going to get his fantasy points. I think that's going to look really well. And again, there's some depth issues on the other side of the ball. But all in all, like I said, a lot of these fantasy teams, a lot of these owners are going to have some things work out for them, and they're going to have to manage throughout the season. So, again, time will tell. But it looks like there could be some injury situations a-brewing for Diablo Del Sol. Mini Vetter, Chester Vetter. Let's take a look at his team. And you look at his quarterback situation, Dak Prescott and Deshaun Watson. These are two quarterbacks that I absolutely cannot stand. But again, doesn't matter when it comes to fantasy. Deshaun Watson, will we see a different side of him? Will he have come out of the gate looking good? I know Cleveland's being held in high regards. And that first game, they play off against the Cincinnati Bengals, and that's going to be a hell of a game. And Deshaun Watson's going to have a game. Dak Prescott, Sunday night, has to face off against the Giants. So again, both of these teams will have a story come Monday. Again, fantasy-wise, I think they're fine. I think they'll hold their own. I think they'll put up a good numbers. And I think, you know, personality aside, I think this team will be fine. You look at the running back situation. Nick Chubb, again, doubling down on Cleveland. Nick Chubb is one of the best running backs in the league. Love what he's got. He's a guy that I think has tremendous value. Another guy that I think has got tremendous value is Damian Pierce. Home run ability, but how competitive will Houston be? So again, abandoning that running game, and I always say that in fantasy, that if Damian Pierce, you know, this team gets behind, will Damian Pierce have a relevant role in the offense. Time will tell. And he also has Zeke Elliott. And again, that to me might be some goal line carries, but I don't see much happening on that front. Wide receiver wise, Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, Christian Kirk. You look at those guys, and that's about as solid as it gets. Christian Kirk really proved his fantasy relevance last year. Tyler Lockett, again, he's a guy that kind of gets disregarded. And, you know, you look at it, and pretty good stuff. Tyler Lockett gets his job done. And then he's got Darnell Mooney. And again, I think Darnell Mooney is going to get a lot of fantasy points this year because a lot of people are going to be focusing on DJ Moore. So all in all, I think this team is good. It's not one of my favorite teams. I mean, they have Dallas Goedert at tight end. Again, a guy who's going to get the job done. And he's got Dalton Schultz, which I thought he got tremendous value in the 16th round of this draft. Because again, I think Houston's going to be better than a lot of people think this year. So we'll see. But Chester is going to be in the thick of things when it comes to competition. Moving on to Vegas and Amish Rake Fight, Vegas MJ. And Trevor Lawrence. Can't go wrong with Trevor Lawrence this year. I think he is going to be a top player. And I think that, you know, his name's been mentioned in the quarterback MVP spot. I don't know if that's really going to happen. But then you go on to Matt Stafford. And I think Matt Stafford's time in the NFL is growing close. I don't think he's going to be able to stay healthy. And week one, you're going to see how much he's going to struggle without Cooper Kupp. So it'll be interesting to see what Matt Stafford we see. I think from fantasy-wise, that's going to be tough. From the running back side, Bijan Robinson, Tony Pollard, Alexander Mattison, James Cook. And I think this is a tremendous depth move from Vegas. I think this team has got a lot of running back capabilities, and I think Pollard and Bijan Robinson and James Cook and Mattison, I think, are all going to get the lion's share. And I think the only problem that Vegas is going to have, he's going to have the depth, but he might have to have this hot hand approach where he's not going to know who to put in there at certain times. And sometimes when that happens, you lose. Wide receiver-wise, Calvin Ridley, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, solid, very solid. And again, maybe the hot hand approach comes into play, but I like what I see there. To me, that's a team that's going to make some moves. David Njoku at tight end, again, another guy who I really think you know, is underrated. And Sam Laporta, the young rookie, we'll see him tonight and see if Sam Laporta has got the chops to be in the NFL. So Vegas will be competitive this year. Moving on to Batmax, a.k.a. the champ. Let's see what he's got. Well, Lamar Jackson, can't go wrong with him. Or can you? You know, it's interesting because Lamar Jackson now has weapons. And now Lamar Jackson has to throw the ball. He doesn't have to run anymore. They don't have to hand the ball off 30 times a game. They've got OBJ. They've got Zay Flowers. They've got Rashad Bateman. They've got Mark Andrews. And I hope for the sake of fantasy, he does throw the ball. But this will be the year that will prove if Lamar Jackson has the fantasy chops to throw as well as run. We've seen him do it. But I think Lamar Jackson likes to tuck that ball and run. So keep a close eye on Lamar Jackson. And, you know, then you look at Bryant Young. Again, Carolina, I think, is going to be, from all the teams that have a rookie quarterback, I think Bryant Young will have the best fantasy outcome so far, first-year guy. They've got a decent team. They've got a good coaching situation. So I think Carolina might be okay. And Bryant Young might be, you know, might be pretty good. Running back-wise. Jahmyr Gibbs, Breece Hall, J.K. Dobbins. Jahmyr Gibbs could be the flashy running back that we expect and we're hoping to see. How much David Montgomery will take away carries will be the question. Breece Hall, not there yet. J.K. Dobbins, again, who's going to get the ball? There's a lot of mouths to feed in Baltimore. So time will tell. James Conner, he's the one-man show. But again, Arizona is not going to be good this year. So will they abandon the run game? Khalil Herbert from Chicago. And again, at the beginning part of the season, his usage will be good. How long he retains that position is, you know, yet to be told. Wide receiver-wise, Amon St. Brown, Slim Reaper, Devontae Smith, Chris Godwin, Marquise Brown. You got to like that receiver core. That's the solid meat and potatoes of his roster, and I think that's going to put up some good fantasy points. From the tight end position, you look at Pat Freiermuth, and I like Pat Freiermuth. I think at round 13, I thought he was a tremendous value for Bat Max. He's a guy that I really think is going to get a lot of balls as well. Again, you look at Deontay Johnson and George Pickens, but Pat Freiermuth, that underneath possibility. So Bat Max is also the type of guy, too, that he may start out slow with something, but his in-game management is solid. Always looking for that sneaky trade to propel him, a.k.a. A.J. Brown. I'm not going to talk about that one. But, yeah, so Bat Max will be in the thick of things because of his in-game management. White Gorilla, and here's his team, and you look at Justin Herbert. Again, he's going to be a solid fantasy quarterback this year. Kenny Pickett, from Pittsburgh. And I like Kenny Pickett. I think Kenny Pickett's going to have a good year this year. A lot of people are disregarding him. A lot of people don't think he's going to be good. But I think that he is going to really prove a lot of people wrong this year. And, you know, time will tell. For the running back situation, CMC with San Francisco is a home run. We all know that. DeAndre Swift with Philadelphia, I think, if used correctly, will be that as well. You look at Antonio Gibson, and here's another guy. Like I said, I think Eric Bieniemy is frothing at the chops and really wants to use this guy and use him in all kinds of different positions and put him out there. So I like this. I think it's really good. Wide receiver-wise, Chris Olave, Jackson Smith-Jigbo, Michael Thomas are solid wide receivers. I think they're good fantasy production, and Jackson Smith-Jigbo, I think, will fit really nicely, and I think he'll gain steam later on this year. Tight end-wise, Darren Waller, really like this pick. I think Darren Waller and the Giants are a match made in heaven, and you know, we'll see what happens with that. And he's also got, again, Dawson Knox, which was a 17th round pick. So, again, a competitive team that's going to be right in the thick of things. Moving on to Jersey Rick, Team DeLisi. And you look at this team, Tua Tagovailoa. And I know if you know me, you know what I'm going to say. And Jared Goff. Is Tua going to stay healthy this year? To me, the Miami Dolphins have to hope that he does not leave on a stretcher, because again, I think he's one hit away from the boneyard when healthy. And again, I know that's, you know, any team, any player, any quarterback in fantasy, if they're healthy, a lot of times it's a lot better. Jared Goff, I think he's a quiet fantasy stud. I think Detroit's going to make some moves this year, so I like those picks as well. For the running back situation, Travis Etienne, Joe Mixon, A.J. Dillon. You look at Raheem Mostert. Again, good depth. Again, blue-collar players, able to get the job done. Jacksonville is going to have a multifaceted offense. Etienne's going to be very much involved in that. Same with Joe Mixon. Same with A.J. Dillon. With Jordan Love being the quarterback, they're going to need some good running. For the wide receiver side, Tyreek Hill, Garrett Wilson, and Brandon Cooks, Odell Beckham, Jalen Hyatt, solid. I really, really like the receivers here. And, you know, somebody mentioned earlier, they said, you know what, this team is going to either be rock star or it's going to be a dud. And I really think it's going to be a rock star. This team drafted well. Dalton Kincaid. Will the Buffalo Bills use Dalton Kincaid correctly? That's the question you have to ask yourself, because Sean McDermott doesn't like to use his rookie's first year. I think he might be different. I think they may use Dalton Kincaid right out of the gate. So we'll see. You know, he also has Cole Kmet. Doesn't hurt to have Cole Kmet on Chicago. So in the thick of things, Team Kev, you look at this team, Kirk Cousins.
You like that.
Kirk Cousins is solid. He's got Justin Jefferson as his wide receiver. You got Geno Smith. Love the underdog story. And I don't think Geno Smith falls into that underdog story anymore. I think he's somebody who people need to recognize. And I think they will this year. You got Jaxon Smith-Jigba. You got DK Metcalf. You got Tyler Lockett. You got Kenneth Walker. You got some good things. And Seattle's going to be a team that's going to be very competitive this year. So, again, good quarterbacking. And then C.J. Stroud. We don't know what we're going to see with him, but you know what? That's pretty solid. Running back situation. Will we see Najee Harris step up this year? Will Jaylen Warren take away carries from him? You know, that's a big thing you have to ask yourself. Tampa Bay's running back White, he has him in the backfield. Alvin Kamara, when he gets going, I think that's good. And I think that's where there's a little bit of a depth issue for Team Kev. I think the running back situation could falter a little bit. And some things are going to have to work out for him as well. Wide receiver-wise, Drake London, Stephon Diggs, George Pickens, Kadarius Toney. I think this is the meat and potatoes of his roster. I think he's got good depth here. And I think that there's a lot of fantasy points to be had in the wide receiver position for this team. And then you look at the tight end position, you got Travis Kelce. Now, right now, Travis Kelce is a game time decision. We don't know as of right now, as I've done this podcast, if he's going to, but you got to know that he's going to be healthy at one point. And when he does, you got no problems there. So wide receiver and tight end, pretty solid stuff. So again, Team Kev, always a competitive force in this league. I think he will be as well. Jersey Mike. And you look at his team, Joe Burrow. Is Joe Burrow going to be healthy? Is he going to be able to, or this injury going to linger all year? I believe that it's going to be a lingering injury for the beginning part of the season, and I think it may come into place. We'll see. But, you know, all things considering, time will tell. Then Jordan Love. Jordan Love is his next guy. And you know what? I don't hate it. I really don't. I think Jordan Love is a guy who stood behind Aaron Rodgers and played. And everybody wants to dump on him saying he's not Aaron Rodgers. Well, no, he's Jordan Love. And I think that we're going to see right out of the gate against Chicago if he is and learned anything from Aaron Rodgers. And I think he has. So we'll see. Again, things have to work out for Jersey Mike with Joe Burrow's health and Jordan Love. Will he be able to take the next step? The running back situation. Josh Jacobs, Isaiah Pacheco, Dalvin Cook, Tank Bigsby. You look at those players, and then Devin Singletary, great value at round 18. Again, Josh Jacobs signed. He's good. He's going to get some fantasy points. He's going to be a stud. Isaiah Pacheco is working in a backfield that has three running backs, and they're very situational, but again, has great upside. Dalvin Cook, again, beginning part of the season, I think Dalvin Cook is going to be very good because, again, Breece Hall is going to be coming back in slowly. And we'll see, again, Monday Night Football against the Bills if Dalvin Cook is the better cook on the field. And then, again, you look at Devin Singletary. He's a guy at round 18, I think, has got tremendous value. And I think that was a good move on his part to get him. Wide receiver-wise, A.J. Brown, Christian Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, Zay Flowers, very good wide receiver core in my opinion. And I think that's going to give him some fantasy, leeway. Because I think the potential for the points will come from the wide receiver position. Kyle Pitts. Will we see Kyle Pitts get used correctly this year? I think Desmond Ridder and Kyle Pitts are going to start to really build a good relationship. And I think you're going to start to see his fantasy numbers become a lot better. And, it's a good thing for this team. So, but again, I think a very competitive team as well. Rounding out the last team is Neighborhood Watch, B. Doogie, that's on here. And I'll tell you, you look at this team and what you see with this team at the quarterback position, Aaron Rodgers. And again, Dugan hoping that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the guy that's going to take the Jets to the promised land. It's, you know, a tough spot for him because, like I said, that offensive line looks quite pitiful. And I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to have some frustrations. Derek Carr is the other quarterback. And Baker Mayfield. Again, these are guys that, you know, have gone to different teams. And again, you know, will Derek Carr and this offense click? Again, Derek Carr has always shown flashes of brilliance. Baker Mayfield, I mean, I guess he's shown flashes of brilliance, but I don't expect Detroit to, or Tampa Bay to be that good. So quarterbacks, not really a great grade. I think he's going to have some struggles. And who that number two quarterback is going to be most likely will be Derek Carr, and Baker Mayfield just as that second guy, you know, behind him, you know, maybe bye weeks or injuries. For the running back situation, Aaron Eckler, again, fantasy stud. Aaron Jones, again, pretty consistent. David Montgomery, we'll see tonight how much him and Jahmyr Gibbs share carries. Brian Robinson, again, will Brian Robinson be the bell cow or will it be Antonio Gibson? And, you know, you said Rashad Penny, again, for Philadelphia, how much will he split with DeAndre Swift, Elijah Mitchell? So there's a lot of things that have to happen for B. Doogie in the running back situation. He's going to have to closely monitor it, and he's going to have to in-game manage. And I think he can do that because there's some really good players. From the wide receiver side, CeeDee Lamb, Davante Adams, Amari Cooper, Michael Pittman. And again, these are solid wide receivers. These are going to be bell cows for him. And I think he's going to get some good fantasy production out of those receivers. Michael Pittman, I don't really know because, again, I think Michael Pittman is going to have the learning curve with Anthony Richardson and no running game. So they're going to really focus on those wide receivers. So from a fantasy standpoint, Pittman might be odd man out. Like the Evan Engram pick at tight end, I really think that Evan Engram is going to get a lot of fantasy points from a tight end and, you know, we'll be in good shape. So again, in-game management for that team as well. So those are the 12 teams, but who has the best team in my opinion? And that's a real tough question because as I look at these teams, I can tell you that there's no horrible team here, at least in my opinion. And I mean, I've drafted for many, many years and I've seen some really doozy teams. And, you know, I think that when you look at a super flex league, obviously the quarterback situation covers some serious weight. I like Dom's, you know, Josh Allen and Danny Dimes. I love Patrick Mahomes and Josh Fields for my team as well. I think that that's a good thing. But again, it takes more than just two quarterbacks to get the job done. But man, it's a tough decision. It really is. As I look at this, you look at the quarterback situation for Team DeLisi. And again, you know, Tua Tagovailoa has got Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle and company, and Jared Goff looks pretty good as well. So for me right now, as I look at this team, honestly, I really like Team Dom. And yeah, don't get your head too big, buddy. But I really do. I think that you have a very balanced team. I think it's got some good back half of the season potential with Kyler Murray. I think the Rashid Rice and Jonathan Mingo kind of stuff that's in the back could really produce if you're patient enough. And then, you know, I also look at Team DeLisi. I think Team DeLisi's got a really good team. I think if Jared Goff and Tua Tagovailoa, you know, stay healthy and get going, I think that they're going to really get the job done. Dalton Kincaid, I think, is a linchpin for this team because, again, if they use him like they should, like a Travis Kelce, but Bills do Bills things, it could be a problem. You know, I think Garrett Wilson and Tyreek Hill is, you know, home runs. The running back situation is good as well. I also like Team Kev. I think those are the top three teams that are out there right now. And if I would say that there is a team that the bottom three teams, I mean, I would say probably, in my opinion, the champ, Batmax, I think is one of the teams that needs a lot of things to happen for him. I think that it's a team that, again, Lamar Jackson has potential, a lot of potential. I think Jahmyr Gibbs has a lot of potential. I think Bryce Hall has a lot of potential. But I think James Conner has a lot of potential. But I think a lot of things have to fall into place for this team. And I know that Batmax will make some changes and do some things for this team. And then I look at B. Doogie. I think that's a team right here. When you look at the quarterback situation, I think that's a real big if. We don't know what we're going to see from Aaron Rodgers. We're thinking that he's going to be good, but I think that offensive line is going to give him headaches. Derek Carr, flashes of brilliance. Baker Mayfield, eh. So I think that quarterback situation puts him in the bottom spot. So, again, that's just my opinion. It means absolutely nothing, but I thought I would say it and give you guys a glimpse into each team. Hopefully you like what you heard. And that's all the time I have for now. Good luck watching football. Good luck this year. Talk to you soon.